the question was asked, how do the laws of Lashon Hara apply to non-Jewish people? It could be Muslims, it could be Christians, it could be atheists. How do we apply these laws? So we have to delineate between different types of improper speech. If you're going to say something that's going to be harmful to someone else, or you're going to embarrass someone in front of other people, so that you're not supposed to do to anyone. Doesn't matter if it's a Jewish person or a not Jewish person. You're not supposed to say something that's hurtful. You're not supposed to say something that's going to be harmful to anyone. That's the general rule. I'm not talking about someone who's a convicted killer, etc. I'm talking about your average Joe. You know, you're sitting on a subway and there are people around you. So point number one is we're not supposed to harm people with our speech. That's point number one, and that's true for non-Jews as well. Point number two is the concept of Lashon Hara. Now, the concept of Lashon Hara is a heightened sensitivity where the Torah says, even if what you're saying now does not directly inflict harm, but in the long run it can inflict harm. You know, a guy sits on the bus and he's telling someone else, you know, so-and-so just cut a deal, kach ve-kach, and other people are hearing him. Wait a second, who says that's fair? Maybe now we'll all go and tell him, oh, now that you cut that deal, maybe you could donate to my cause, or I'm not giving you that break I used to give you when you used to come to my... So that's a heightened sensitivity, the laws of Lashon Hara, which the Torah only obligates us, in Adam l'chaverot, within the Jewish community. Okay. I'm responsible beyond not harming someone. I'm also responsible to have that heightened sensitivity that what I say might ultimately lead to harm. That's in terms of Lashon Hara. There is another point. The Pasuk describes, Kaspo lo natan v'neshech, that part of being a pious person is that a person lends his money without charging interest. And the Talmud says, why is that pious? That's the biblical obligation. So the Talmud says, even to a non-Jew, he's careful and he gives his money without charging interest. So there is such a concept that we try to develop within our personalities to be kind people, and assuming the person isn't suspect of being a terrorist, etc., so then there are areas where we apply that kindness in a broader sense. Even if the Torah doesn't obligate it, part of what we try to develop in ourselves is to apply that kindness. And there are many examples of that. There's the famous story of Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, the Nod Behuda, the chief rabbi of Prague. That was one day walking down the street and he saw a non-Jewish boy crying on the side and he asked him what's wrong and the boy didn't want to answer him. And finally, the boy told him that his uncle Simon was taking care of him. He was like an adopted son there. And his uncle was the baker and he was out in the street selling baked goods. And someone robbed him and he lost all the money and he's going to come home and his uncle Simon is going to beat the daylights out of him. He's going to get beaten so badly. So Rabbi Yechezkel Landau called this non-Jewish boy home and gave him the money of all the baked goods he was supposed to sell. And the boy promised him he'll always remember the rabbi's kindness. Years later, there's a knock on the door, and a young man is standing at the door. It's Passover. So Rabbi Landau sees the young non-Jew. He asks him, how can I help you? And the young man says, Rabbi, don't you remember me? He says, no. He says, years ago you helped me. When I was going to get beaten up by my Uncle Simon, you gave me the money, I wouldn't get beaten up. I've come to return the favor. Let me in. So Rabbi Yechezkel Landau ushers him in. He sits down with him. And the young man says, my uncle is now the head of all the bakers in Prague. And they've decided that everyone knows that after Passover, the Jews all go to the non-Jews to buy fresh bread. They've decided to poison all the bread they're selling to the Jews. And this is their intention, to wipe out all the Jews of the city of Prague on the morning after Passover. So this is the boy said, I promised you I'd repay your kindness. Now I've come to repay the debt. So Rabbi Yechezkel Landau got up in shul on the last day of Sukkot. And he said, Passover. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, I regret to inform you, it has come to my attention that I made a very, very severe mistake in calculating this year's calendar. Passover was actually supposed to start a day later. We all have to observe Passover one more day. Yom Tov is not over tonight. Tonight we will come to shul and we will all pray the Passover prayers. And Passover continues another day tomorrow. So they sent word throughout Prague. that there was a mistake in the calendar. Everyone has to observe Passover another day. Okay, the next morning, all the bakers show up and all their bread, and the Jews are walking to shul, and the baker's like, why aren't you guys buying bread? Today you guys always buy bread. So the Jews say, no, not this year. What do you mean not this year? Well, the rabbi told us this year Passover is another day. What do you mean? We've been with you in the city for years. 8 days Passover and Chutzar, right? 8 days. What are you guys doing? The rabbi said, this year Passover is one more day. So the bakers got furious because they had all their baked goods ready for the Jews. They had baked extra that night. And they went to complain to the governor of the city. What did the rabbi do to us? So the whole shul is davening, Yom Tov davening, and Rav Yechezkel Landau wasn't showing up to shul because he's in court. The bakers had taken him to court. So he told the judge, you know, I got word that the bread is poisoned, so why don't we let them eat from the bread? And if in fact everything's fine, we'll have what to talk about. And suddenly the bakers didn't want to touch the bread. And that's the famous story of how the city of Prague, the Jews of Prague were saved. So they say. So that's, I'm saying, that's an example where Rabbi Chezkel Landau saw a non-Jewish boy. He didn't have to help him. You know, no one would have said, why didn't you help that boy? No one else helped the boy, right? Everyone was passing him by. He was crying on the streets. And that's what I'm saying. The traits we learn are not only applicable in within the Jewish people. The issue is we have to know how to apply them. Saying sometimes when they're misapplied, so then that can be misconstrued as weakness or it can be used to our advantage. Famous story, right? The hilltop just outside Jerusalem where soldiers came across a poor Arab man or woman and they let him go and then he gave word to the enemies and they all got killed. All those soldiers got killed. So a person has to know when it's correct to apply that kindness and when not. We have a hilltop named after him. I think there were 19 soldiers. And they showed kindness and they were all killed for it. Just outside Jerusalem, there's a hilltop, Givat HaTisha. Not Givat HaSaf, Givat HaTisha Asar. It's called the hilltop of the 19, if I'm not mistaken. Wow. There were 19 soldiers all killed there. So it's like everything. You have to know when to apply, where to apply, how to apply. That's where it gets complicated. Mm.